Thank you and good afternoon. In continuation of their renewable energy project that began in the summer, the Bear River Band of the Ronerville Ranchera is set to begin the second part of the project, with the installation of 20 wind turbines on Singley Hill Road in Lolita. Partnering with JLM Energy, two rows of solar panels were installed over the summer to power the Tishnaun Community Center. Wind turbines were to be installed in that time frame, however, the materials for construction were delayed. Installation of the turbines will begin on October 12th and will be placed next to the solar panels. It would be the first tribal renewable microgrid system in the state. After a narcotics investigation that spanned several months, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested Neil Eugene Kemp this morning in Phillipsville. Kemp was a person of interest as he is believed to be one of the major heroin suppliers to multiple areas across southern Humboldt. Deputies from the Garberville station were dispatched to a residence in the 200 block of Fish Creek Road, and a search turned up half an ounce of heroin, scales, and packaging material. Two firearms, ammunition, and nearly $4,000 in cash were located as well. Kemp was booked into Humboldt County Jail for various drug and firearm charges, as well as probation violation. Tuesday evening, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a call from a citizen who reported a mysterious duffel bag at the Blue Lake Post Office and that the bag possibly contained a bomb. The Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team, along with the Blue Lake Fire Department, were called to the scene and a bomb bot was deployed. However, after examining the bag, a bomb was not located and it turned out it only contained articles of clothing. Two individuals were arrested during a traffic stop for methamphetamine. Dan Squire has more.
Ferndale police arrested two people following a violent altercation with one suspect at just after midnight on Tuesday morning. A Ferndale officer on patrol on Highway 211 conducted a traffic stop on a car driven by 37-year-old Fortuna man Gerald Peck with 33-year-old Eureka resident Allison Newman as a passenger. Officers found that Newman was subject to a search clause due to her probation status, and as officers were doing a pat-down of Peck, he fled into a nearby field. Officers gave chase and caught up with Peck, but he resisted arrest and fought back, elbowing one officer in the face before he was finally subdued. A search of Newman, Peck, and the car turned up an ounce of methamphetamine, along with syringes and packaging materials. Both were booked into county jail on possession and possession for sale charges.
Thank you, Dan. 37-year-old Willow Creek resident Trinity Bricky was booked into Mendocino County Jail after nearly 55 pounds of processed marijuana was located during a traffic stop on Highway 101. Bricky was seen speeding southbound on the highway near Redwood Valley, and a Mendocino deputy initiated a traffic stop. The smell of marijuana was apparent, and the deputy deployed a canine unit who located the processed bud in the trunk of the vehicle. Bricky was booked on drug charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Homelessness in the city of Eureka has been a major topic of discussion for the past few months, and at the core of many of those conversations is the Greenbelt area encampment behind the Bayshore Mall. Steps have been taken to address crime and environmental issues in the area, which are major concerns for the city. The California Coastal Commission visited Humboldt County recently, and on this morning's talk shop, Supervisor Virginia Bass illustrated some of the out-of-county supervisors' reactions when they took a tour through the Greenbelt.
Especially the San Mateo Supervisor, Carol Groom, she was going through and noticing the difficulty in, you know, not being able to have a management plan. They were talking about how you could work, not management plan for the humans, but, you know, that's part of it. But for the vegetation, as far as, you know, Coastal Commission was there to look for the environmental.
Bass went on to say that those who toured the Greenbelt provided insight on how they dealt with similar issues in their counties.
And so I think the four of them saw that there's some real issues. The other part that they noticed is many of them were talking about their own homeless situations and some of the things that they've done that they've had a measure of success with. So that's different than the Coastal Commission part of their job, but they're also thinking about how they can help with the human part of the job.
An updated homeless ordinance was proposed and discussed amongst the Eureka City Council earlier this month, but those talks have been shelved for a later date. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.